Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Need expert advice on your family's health? Speak to us today at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Okay, Katrina Redmond, Irish Examiner food columnist. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Brendan. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. So, Katrina, you're going to give us a masterclass in baked potatoes today. The ultimate, really, in kind of healthy convenience food, aren't they?
Yeah, well, absolutely, because baked potatoes and potatoes in general are naturally low in fat, they're gluten-free, they are high in fibre, and they're low in sugar. So they are the ultimate healthy comfort food, as far as I'm concerned.
And what is the best variety of potato to bake?
Well, I think this comes down to personal preference. It depends on whether you like that crispy, crunchy outer shell or whether you like to discard it. Personally, I love eating the skin. So I prefer a rooster potato, which is one of the most popular potatoes in Ireland. But all potatoes can be baked, absolutely.
So what are you looking for in terms of the perfect consistency and fluffiness inside, crispiness outside?
I'm looking for a crispy outside. I'm looking for a tender flesh in the inside. I don't want it too fluffy, because otherwise what happens is when I cut into that potato, the inside is going to go to mush. It needs to hold its structure. So it needs to be a firm potato, not like the balls of flour that we get at the start of the season. You don't want to be baking those. You need a potato that's more mature.
Okay, so you've gone right into the science and all this. And then in terms of how we get the crispy skin, do we need to put oil or something on it?
No, and this is a common misconception. The best baked potatoes have nothing on them. They don't need salt. They don't need oil. I mean, you can add salt as a part of the baking process if you want to, but literally you're going to take a potato, make sure it's well scrubbed, get at it with your potato brush, and then towel it dry or dry it off with a little bit of kitchen paper, and then make sure you pierce it at least 6 or 7 times, because if you don't, and this has ever happened to you before and you've put it into the oven and it has exploded, you'll know all about it. So make sure that there are holes for the steam to escape, and then you're just going to put it straight into the racks in the oven. So I love making baked potatoes as part of whatever else I'm cooking through the day. So I've got 3 racks in my oven. I might have, I don't know, an apple crumble on one. I might have chicken, roast chicken on another. And then in beside, on the rungs, I'll pop in a couple of baked potatoes, because they can be eaten hot or cold. And when they are cold, they're fantastic if you slice them up and you put them in a salad. So look, it's an easy way to cook without using up any more energy than you're already using.
Okay, and how hot and how long?
Now, that depends on the size. I would say if you're talking about, well, I suppose I've got a small hand, so about, you know, a fist size or slightly smaller, you'd be cooking it at about 180, 190 degrees for between 50 minutes to 40 minutes. You're going to take the knife and you're going to pierce it after the cooking time to make sure that it's cooked through, and you're going to get that kind of resistance back if it's not cooked. It's similar to testing, you know, potatoes that you're boiling or steaming. If you get that kind of crunchy resistance back on the knife, just pop it back into the oven for a little bit longer.
And look, most people are wondering now, can I do them in the air fryer?
You absolutely can. Now, the only thing with the air fryer is they do require a little bit of time. So you're going to need to put them in the air fryer for maybe 40 to 45 minutes.
Oh, okay.
But what I would say is the best way to get around this and the most efficient use of your energy is to pop them into the microwave for 6 to 7 minutes first.
Okay.
The air fryer. Finish off for about 15 minutes.
Okay. Yeah. So microwave first, and then you kind of crisp them up in the air fryer, basically, then.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, obviously not in the microwave and probably not in the air fryer. Do you use tin foil in the oven?
No, just straight onto a clean. As long as your oven racks are clean, there's no need to add extra things. This is why they're a zero waste product, because you can eat the flesh, you can eat the skins. You're not adding in, you know, tin foil, baking parchment, cling film. No need for any of that. So straight onto the rungs, and the same in the air fryer, straight into the air fryer.
Okay, so toppings then. And obviously, look, they're the old student classics, a tin of beans or some cheese, a tin of tuna, whatever. You're elevating things a little bit here. Tell me about cowboy beans.
Oh, cowboy beans is a fantastic one. So this is one of my batch cooks, and I've made it this weekend. So that's with a pound of sausages and two or three different tins of varying types of beans, which are a high in fibre, low in fat source of protein, and they're extremely budget friendly. So everything gets lashed into the casserole dish with some tomatoes, onions, garlic, and I saute off the sausages and then leave them to cook slowly. So then when I've baked my potatoes, I'll spoon the cowboy beans on top. It's full of umami, it's full of protein, it's very punchy. The kids literally will just eat a vat of the stuff. And because it's got the tin of beans, and a tin of beans will generally cost you about 55, 60 cents. And I will get, if you're talking about individual portions, I'll get about 20 portions out of a vat of cowboy beans. It's very cost effective way to feed the family. Great one for students because it can be frozen and then you can return to it again and again.
Okay, we'll put the recipe for that up on the website, rt.ie/Brendan. And then a kind of a retro one, but this is quite a refined kind of one as well. Smoked haddock and parsley sauce.
Oh, look, isn't it retro? But it's so comforting. Mm-hmm. And smoked haddock is just a beautiful piece of fish, and it's much more eco-friendly than cod. And you want to make sure, if you can't get one that isn't dyed, so one that isn't that kind of orange colour, and you're going to softly poach it and then pour over the parsley sauce on top, maybe some green leaves on the side, or maybe some cooked through frozen peas. And that's a whole meal in itself. It's really, really comforting. And if you really wanted to add a little bit of extra umami to that flavour, pop it back into the oven in a dish for maybe 5 minutes just to caramelise the top of the parsley sauce.
And we all want to bake potato now. Katrina Redmond, thank you very much. We'll put those recipes up, and we'll also put your wild card baked sweet potato with chocolate and toasted marshmallows up there. Katrina Redmond, thank you very much.